everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? Happy Wednesday, a hump day! Baby! Shakay C Morning Show. My name is Hartzell Kid A. What's going on?
I am alive.
Is that it? Is that how we're measuring the day now? It's not if we're doing well, not if we're thriving. We're just existing. We're just here.
Yeah, I'm just here.
Your KC Morning Show AccuWeather forecast. I think AccuWeather is like a brand, by the way. We may have to quit saying that. I don't want to give anybody any money. But let me tell you right now that your real feel. Oh, your real feel is 51 degrees, kitty. You're high. A balmy 58 degrees, which in my deck of the woods, in my business, kitty, that means a new record. It's the coldest day on record. It's a big deal. Gary Lezak said it's a big deal. BFD. Happy hump day. Baby! Your wind's coming out of the south. No, that's the north. If the direction's pointing down, does that mean it's coming from the north to the south? Or does that mean that it's from the south? Anyway, the arrow's pointing down. It's going 8 miles an hour. Your high 58 degrees. Your low 54. Visibility right around 4 miles.
Are we going to have...
It's going to get a little more rainy later on the rest of the
day. Oh, so we will have some participation or precipitation?
Oh, you're going to have both. You're going to have both participation and precipitation all coming out of the south northwest. And the chances get higher as the day goes by. 45% increasing as the day wanes tonight. How about that? That's your weather. That's your weather, your KC Morning Show. Weather.
Yuck.
Tell you what, I got nothing but respect for the chief meteorologists around the world because that is tough. It is tough to, go outside and put a little spit on your finger and see where the wind's blowing, see what direction it's coming from.
Clearly.
It's tough to do what we do in the business, kitty, but I accept that responsibility as your chief meteorologist, and we will rebuild. We'll get better from here. Or not. I don't know.
We will rebuild the weather.
How was your weekend? Happy belated Labor Day. What'd you do? Did you find yourself?
No. I found myself on the couch for several hours. I did exactly as I said I was going to do. Nothing. And let me say, it was very well deserved.
Sometimes you need to take those holidays where you know that you're going into it doing nothing, and that's exactly what happens. You leave that holiday doing absolutely nothing, and it's just the recharge you need, right? Unless you went to the lake and did a whole lot of something, like, you know, spreading COVID. I feel like it was either you did a lot or you didn't do anything.
Oh, online.
Uh-oh. Because you're Gen Z, right? So you
yeah.
see a little bit of everything, and you also work in the restaurant industry. You're a bartender, right? So you got millennial friends, you got Gen Z friends, you got, you know, Gen Xers. You've seen a little bit of everybody. So your feed is very, what's the word?
Diverse.
Diverse. A melting pot, if you will. A motley crew.
Oh, there my gosh.
How about that? So what have your nasty-ass friends been doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, my friends aren't any better. You know that.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we have several mutual followers, friends. I don't really call them friends. I won't even say acquaintances. I say, you know, those are my followers. It's my internet peeps.
See, I call them family. I call them friends. All right. I don't talk down to my folks, kitty, unlike
friend
you, apparently.
Friend is a very loose term, and I reserve that right to call only specific people friends.
Well, do you still have a lot of friends? Because I'm assuming you have a bunch of friends are doing stuff they shouldn't be.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is it's pretty easy to tell when people are gone. And there were at least two, three people that were gone from mm-hmm. my second class that mm-hmm. day that wasn't canceled. And then I get on Instagram and guess what? They were also in Colorado.
So everybody you knew was out.
Basically, yeah, I was, laying on the couch scrolling through my feed and I got this person's grilling, so-and-so's hanging out with their blah, blah, blah. And
I mean, unless I'm working a gig, I'm just not really interested in going out. And that's not me trying to be like that guy who's preaching. I just don't see myself having a lot of fun because I'm going to be so paranoid. Now, maybe that's just me and I want to go out. Trust me, me and Pete used to tear down Kelly's, y'all. Like, we would shut down Westport. So I want to get back out there. Don't get me wrong. But I don't see myself having a good time yet.
Right. And I mentioned to my parents the other day that I got food to go. And I was like, yeah, you can go in and eat it there or take it to go or do the little drive-through thing. And they were like, oh, did you go in? What was it like inside? I'm like, no, I haven't been into a restaurant since you guys have been into a restaurant, right, like March.
Right, and I'm not interested. And
he was shocked. My stepdad was shocked. He was like, oh, you're not going to restaurants? I thought you were going to restaurants.
Well, I'm also now at the point where, am I an idiot? You know, because I am the one who still feels like I should distance. You know, I had a false positive. You know, I don't know if I had the damn disease or not. Who knows? But I'm also starting to really get bad, you know, fear of missing out. Like, the FOMO is starting to really set in. I don't want to be the guy who looks back a year from now and says, you know, I could have been partying this entire time. I could have been going out. I live next door to a bar, Kitty. Do you know how much it hurts me that I can't be that guy who just opens up the door of the ship and everybody says my name? I have to do it now via an app. It's not the same. Like, am I still spending too much money on booze I shouldn't be drinking? Yes, but it's still not the same. So I don't want to look back and say that I missed out. But I also know that if I go out, I'm not going to have fun. So I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm so torn. This sucks.
See, it's getting cold again, so I don't mind not going out. I am perfectly fine.
Too, right? It's about to get cold again.
It's getting cold again.
All of these outdoor patios and cafes that they're doing in the streets. At this point, my hands are up in the air. I don't know what we're going to do. I have no idea, but I just know I want to party. Who wants to party?
You know, I always lived my life for a while by the phrase, a hoe never gets cold. So you used to be able to catch me down off like 9th and Broadway, walking around to different few bars. There could be 2 feet of snow on the ground. I would be wearing my heeled boots, some ripped stockings, a mini skirt, and a big old faux leather jacket.
Oh, look at you. Just strutting.
Yeah, but that was, you know, before COVID attacked at night, you know. Now, bars and everything, they close down at 9 p.m. I mean, I would go power drink from midnight to 2:30 and then walk my happy ass home. You can't do that now. Bars close early. There's just no point in being out. Like, why risk the biscuit?
Some people say, Kitty, that you got to risk it for the biscuit. So, see, we got the Chiefs game on Thursday, Kitty. You know, like, so much of me wants to go to the bar and go watch the game.
Sir, may I interject? I have seen your fridge. You have the fridge of a sophomore frat guy.
Stop it.
Like, you're trying to impress all your peeps and your homies. And
it's pretty.
Like, this dude has got beer on top of his microwave because it will not fit in the fridge. And we've
stocked,
tried.
Right? Like, I'm pretty stocked, yeah? Like, I'm not doing too bad, to be honest with you. I got Corona. I got the High Life. Got Coors, both banquet and otherwise.
He's got hard seltzer.
All types of hard seltzers. I got all the Boulevards.
Yeah.
Both canned and bottled, by the way.
I will give you props. You do not have a fridge top full of empty liquor bottles, and that's a huge plus.
Oh, come on. I'm 28. I'm not 22. I'm not that guy.
You're right. That's why, like, he's got all these craft and domestic beers.
Yes,
instead.
Yes. When I get hungover now, I want it to really hurt. Like, I want to really feel a headache. You know, I want to mix
this guy
with,
really,
you know,
enjoys the taste of IPAs. That's how you know he's a major bro.
Well, we missed out on summer. We may have missed out on summer, and that sucks. That's a big old bummer. But you know what I have for you, Kitty? I didn't do a damn thing. Billboard did this. Billboard has released their songs of the summer. In fact, they have released the song of the summer. Number one, you got to remember that last year, 2019's winner was Old Town Road.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Lit. That was lit.
Lil Nas X, that was so
What a time to be alive.
The original and the remix, we had Billy Ray on it too. That really was.
Yeah, and then, you know, all 73 other remixes with every other artist in the hip-hop industry. I really appreciated it.
The song of the summer for 2020, that belongs to DaBaby, going Rockstar.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini off the cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real living rock star? This ain't no guitar, bitch, this a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me go the day you need me. So bitch, you buff me on the and get the bus. And if I ain't enough, go get your chop.
I love that song.
So between Memorial Day and Labor Day, Kitty, Rockstar held the top spot for 13 out of 15 weeks on Billboard's Song of the Summer tracking list. For 7 of those weeks, it was number 1 on the Hot 100 chart as well. You can't overlook the star power of DaBaby and Roddy Ricch.
I had to have helped that case because I listen to that song every day. It literally is on my shower shuffle playlist. It really gets me in the mood to get clean.
A really catchy hook and a video that was eye-popping and spoke to the moments. This is a case of the right artist with the right song at the right time. Would you like to hear the rest of the top 5? The best songs of the summer for 2020, as according to Billboard.com, at number 2, you had The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
On I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. I said, ooh, I'm drowning in the night. Oh, when I'm like this, you're the one I just hope.
Didn't care for it.
I really liked the album. I thought it was really good. You know, it's The Weeknd, so, you know, it's like sad.
I'm over it. I'm over The Weeknd. I really liked him and Selena, and then I liked him and Bella together, and I just...
See, so many of my chick friends, whenever we talk about The Weeknd, it always goes to him and who he was dating. It was him and
because his music
Selena
directly
phase.
Correlates to who he's dating.
The same thing can be said about Taylor Swift.
I get that, but The Weeknd, he...
The same thing can be said about Drake.
Okay, I'm not a big fan of Drake. You can't even use that argument against me.
Stop it. You just don't like them sad boy tunes, all right? Come on. I thrive with the sad boy tracks. And this last the last album from The Weeknd, I mean, it was classic Weeknd, you know? Sad and drugs and then...
I know, and I'm just... And happy, I'm like over it. Again. I'm over it.
All right, well, Blinding Lights, number 2 on the Billboard chart. Number 3, the third best summer track of 2020. That went to What's Poppin'.
I do like that song.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
DaBaby on that as well. DaBaby just cleaning up 2020. Lil Wayne's on that. Number 4, Kitty, at number 4, I know you like some Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah. Hacking, stupid, what's happening? What's happening? Bitch, I'm a savage.
Megan Thee Stallion, Savage at number 3. Kitty, I know you like that.
I love that. Meg Thee Stallion.
The last song on the top 5. This was Billboard's top 5 songs of the summer for the year of our Lord 2020. That went to Roses, St. John's, but it's spelled S-A-I-N-T-J-H-N.
Roses, I might pull a flexin' on his skin like a rose. I might tell young girl you cute but bald and now she gorgeous. And in on the table, rose, rose, rose. You know who to call her, baby, tell her when I turn it on.
I like the way he spells it.
But it's Sane, like all caps, so S-A-I-N.
I know.
T is lowercase. Well, you get it, Gen Z, but, you know, there's some of us who listen to this show who have no idea what the hell this guy's doing. And then the John is just J-H-N. Songs of the summer.
Just in time for fall.
Kitty, what do you think? Y'all warmed up? You feeling good? The vibe has been set. The mood is right. Shall we do the news?
Let's do it.
It's Wednesday, September 9th. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! let's do the news, man. My name's Hartzell. This your KC Morning Show, Kitty. You got some stuff we're going to talk about? We got some words of wisdom headed our way on a Wednesday?
Yeah, but I have lots of cool new stuff, too.
Look at you. Fired up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Fired up, just like them California gender reveals.
Wow, what also, what was that accent you just did? What was that? What was that? Was that Center View Country?
That was a little bit of home porn out.
You went Center Missouri on that one, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Old Central Missouri coming out.
I did hear that my grandma was going to be listening, so I want her to recognize me.
Shout out, Graham. What up? We got some friends joining us on the show. Colin Deaton, a.k.a. Little Hurts. You may know Colin. He was lead singer of a band called the Mowglies. Love that band.
I love Colin. I am such a fangirl. Every time I hear you talk to him or do an interview, I want you to say, like, Kitty says hi, but he doesn't know who I am, but I know who he is. Ah.
Well, he will meet you very soon. He's a homie of the show. We go way back, and we talked to Colin here shortly. He's got some new music coming out. Alaska is the single that's out right now. It's so good. So good. Also, Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated. It's Benny Heiss doing sports. Gonna do a sports thing with us on your KC Morning Show. All right, Kitty. COVID!
Well, new COVID-19 cases are up in the 9-county Kansas City area after the Labor Day holiday weekend. The area's 7-day rolling average is now at 331 new positive cases a day. According to the latest regional data, Kansas City, Missouri is still in the lead for the most positive test results, with Johnson County, Kansas, not far behind.
So now we have 95,113 confirmed cases on the Missouri side. That's as opposed to now over 46,914 cases on the Kansas side. I got an update out of Mizzou, M-I-Z. I didn't graduate, so I'm a true bastard son. Not a true son, but, you know, we were close. I'm like 18 credit hours away. I'll get there when I get there. But the University of Missouri, they expanded their face covering rules on Tuesday. The changes include requiring everyone to wear face coverings whenever on campus, including outdoors. In the release, school officials said that they are also asking the campus community to report those not following rules on mask and social distancing. I saw one of the Ivy League schools, and I'm spacing on who it was now, but long story short, their freshmen, they kicked them off campus. Like, they got kicked out of school, and they're not getting their tuition refunded because they threw some party at one of the dorm rooms. As expected, more kids are catching corona.
The American Academy of Pediatrics reports coronavirus cases are up among children. There's been a 16% increase in the last 2 weeks, with more than 500,000 kids testing positive. The Academy reports that Missouri is one of 6 states seeing the highest numbers. Missouri has more than 11,000 children with the coronavirus. About 4,000 kids tested positive in Kansas.
So let's take a look. For just about everybody, first day of school was yesterday. We have some of the results. They're in.
Well, the first day back to school had some technical challenges for students in several districts on both sides of the state line. Thousands of families impacted.
Yeah, it's frustrating, big time.
She did nothing.
A national outage at Securely, a content filtering system designed to keep kids safe online, prevented teachers from giving classes.
The teacher evidently couldn't show them from her perspective what she needed to show them because the internet problem.
Raytown schools had the same issues. In Lee's Summit, the outage lasted 52 minutes. Classes resumed when district IT found a workaround.
This had to have been expected, right? So I saw a lot of the comments online. It feels like some of this was just kind of piling on, if I'm being honest with you. Like, some folks clearly wanted to get their kids back in school and that didn't happen. So maybe they just kind of wanted to use the moment to vent. I understand that. Listen, I get it. Sometimes just gotta yell. Sometimes just gotta let that out. I get it. But we're doing this all together. We're doing it in real time, and you gotta think, you gotta hope that it's only gonna get better. But yeah, maybe we didn't handle it so awesome getting to this point. Governor Lori Kelly on the Kansas side, she would probably say something similar to that.
Just sort of dumping it on all 50 governors and the territorial governors created the, you know, just exacerbated the crisis because we were all left you know, without the assistance, the aid, the direction, the structure to really hit this head on.
I got asked to do a few career days already for this school year, and I guess we're going to be doing a few of them virtually, which I am someone who, you know, we were doing this show via Zoom for a while. I hate Zoom. I hate everything about Zoom. I'm not a FaceTime guy. Just, you know, text me. Everyone's talking about how we're going to distribute a vaccine once we get it. Well, we got to maybe slow down a bit.
A drug maker working on a coronavirus vaccine is halting all trials worldwide, including an upcoming one here in the metro. The pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca is investigating a patient who had a possible serious side effect. That patient participated in a similar study overseas. The company says this is part of a standard review process. So for now, trials will be put on pause until the investigation is complete.
Yeah, the AstraZeneca trial, which was set to include the University of Kansas and Children's Mercy here locally, is put on, and I quote, temporary hold to determine the side effect that a participant had. They're not saying what that side effect was, and it looks like it happened overseas, so we will, I guess, await more details. I'm curious to know what it was. That seems like
a third arm.
Seems like something we like to know. A third arm? Is that what you think it is?
Maybe.
Chiefs! The big game tomorrow. Chiefs kicking it off. The NFL returns. Chiefs versus the Texans. McDonald's selling those flags. Have you seen those? Those Red Friday flags. They are on sale. If you haven't got them yet, you may not have a chance because these things are selling out.
Who's live right now at one of the McDonald's where the flags are on sale. Looks like they're going pretty quick.
Yeah, that's an understatement, Lindsay. Good morning. They told me they had about 800 sold in the first half hour we were out here. There was a line out into the street starting at 5 a.m. whenever they started selling that. So there was plenty of interest here at the Lee Summit location. You mentioned the other spots where you can buy them. It's McDonald's all across the metro. Because they've sold out of so many in years past, the Chiefs ordered three times more than normal to make sure everyone gets them. This year, they had 2,000 at this spot. Normally, they have about 700. They're going to sell them until sellout, which will likely happen today.
I got to find one of these flags. I was at the radio station yesterday, and McDonald's had dropped off like some press pack dealios. And they had a bunch of flags in there, and I know my guys, they don't go downstairs. They don't even know we have mail. I'm gonna go take a flag. I took a mask. They had masks laying out there too, because they had the whole like Red Friday kit, you know. The Chiefs will sell Chiefs Kingdom flags at more than 135 McDonald's restaurant locations around the region. McDonald's, from the sale of those flags, all the proceeds are going to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of KC. So if you can get one, make a donation if you can. If they're out, Godspeed to you. I'm going to go get this flag because this thing is dope as hell. I'm gonna get that flag. So remind me later on, okay? Can you do that for me? Speaking of your defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, KCP&L, the Power and Light District, new changes are going to be taking place for the watch parties. I know that we're all looking for places to watch the game. Certain doctors and CDC officials would say watch it at home, but if you got to get out of the house and you've got to see it with more folks, Power and Light District, they're going to have some changes for you.
But before you start reminiscing about P&L's Chief Super Bowl environment, Waller says this time around will be different.
Generally, during any watch party, this would all be just open space. We would just have standing room only for everything, but with COVID and social distancing, we added picnic tables all throughout the KC Live block.
And on each table is now your way to order food.
And people can order from Guy's Dive, McFadden's, and Pizza Bar. And then the food is brought out to them. They pay on the app, so it's contactless ordering, contactless pay.
If you get thirsty, the Shandy Bar is open, as well as the popular living room.
So people are really used to coming up here and getting a drink. So we have the decals on the floor. We have the plexiglass, so they're kind of keeping that distance from each other.
It looks like it's up to standards. It looks like they're doing the best that they can. We're all just doing as well as we can, you know? So wear a mask and go Chiefs. Got a few more for you, Kitty. Let's get some money, huh? Will we get some extra money, that unemployment assistant, COVID relief?
We've heard this bill called, I think, targeted, scaled down, skinny. What does this smaller bill actually look like?
It's a $300 billion bill, which is much smaller than, remember, the $1 trillion bill that Republicans in the Senate introduced in July. And it's way smaller than the $3.4 trillion bill that Democrats passed in the House in May.
The Republican skinny bill is less than a skinny bill. As Chuck Schumer and I have said, it's an emaciated bill. It falls short in meeting the needs of the American people when we talk about putting money in their pockets, when we talk about feeding the food insecure people in our country, preventing evictions for those who become homeless. Completely ignores what we need to do in a very substantial way.
So it doesn't look like there's a strong possibility that this bill would become a law. So I kind of hate wasting my time even telling you about the the details of it, since it's not going to go anywhere. But the plan from the GOP side, the GOP skinny bill, would offer federal unemployment benefits of $300 through the week ending December 27th. The Democratic bill would add an extra $600, so it's half of that. Once again, we are talking in circles, ladies and gentlemen, but that is Congress. You gotta love it. Just a waste of everybody's time, as you know, rent's due and car payments gotta be made. But hey, don't anyone remind Congress that. Pour one out. Keeping up with the Kardashians, going, gone.
I just know something big is gonna happen.
We have an amazing fan base that watch the show. We don't do anything for ratings.
The moment that every girl has dreamed of their entire life.
How are you gonna continue to survive without the Kardashians in your life? Keeping up with the Kardashians coming to an end.
To be honest, I actually had never heard Kim Kardashian's voice until about a year ago.
Really?
I never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I had no idea that she sounded like that. I was shocked, to say the least, when I heard a sound bit, and I was like, wait, that's Kim? That will not affect my life whatsoever. I'm actually very pleased. That's not even like trying to boast myself or say I'm cooler than you, but I'm not into it.
I'm not gonna lie to you, the show is wildly entertaining. I'm not gonna pretend like I didn't watch it. I didn't keep up with it religiously, but you know, if I'm like in mom's house and I'm on, you know, DirecTV and it's on the guide, I mean, I'm not gonna not hit yes. I mean, come on, I'm not an idiot. Keeping Up with the Kardashians coming to an end. The family announced the news themselves after 14 years and 20 seasons. What? 20 seasons? Gender reveals. You kind of teased it up earlier. You teased this story up earlier. You know, we had in the news this week, I'm sure you saw it.
It was apparently a photo op in a park that is very nearby to where I'm standing. They had some sort of smoke incendiary, almost like a grenade that went off and exploded and caused this fire. Now, 8,000 plus acres that have scorched the landscape. Those people are in touch with investigators. Investigators say they are cooperating, but they could still face an extremely heavy fine, if not some sort of criminal charges, based upon what the fire does now. And this fire is continuing to spread, as is several of those fires across California.
I'm not even trying to be that guy who's like, this is just a stupid, you know, gender conformity. I'm not even going to look into it that deep. I just think these things are a waste of time. And I can't be the only one. On face value, again, I've never been. This seems like a waste of time. I can't be. If I'm sitting in, I don't know, some, I guess, banquet room or whatever, if I'm sitting in the crowd, I can't be the only one who is there thinking, is anyone else just not interested in this? Like, I just know if I was invited, I would be that guy who's just looking around thinking, this just does not seem to be something I care about. Maybe even do something like this. I saw this the other day, and this seems to me, again, I'm not going to tell you how to do your life, but this seems to me more practical. It's more personal, you know? Say you want to reveal to your partner that you're having a baby. Maybe do it subtly. Maybe play a game. Something like two truths and a lie.
Two truths or a lie. You have to guess which one's the lie. Number one, I always wanted to be an actor. Number two, huskies are my favorite dog breed. Or number three, I'm pregnant.
I know huskies are not your favorite dog breed, but does that mean you're pregnant?
See, that is sweet. It's simple. It's personal. I'm emotional. And, you know, no wildlife was hurt in the making of that very sweet video that they posted.
As a woman, you know, and as someone who wants to have children one day, I also do not care about your child's hoo-ha.
Okay, good. Okay, it's not just me. What is the appeal?
You know, gender reveals have really been getting more and more over the top as the years have gone on. Like, people just want to make this giant statement that, hey, we did it. We did it so hard, we're having something. And it's got a little something. So we're going to shoot something to prove that we did it.
We see it.
Yeah, you know, congrats. I think I would rather just like wait till that thing comes flying out the chute and then them smack it on the bottom and say, congrats, it's a blah, blah, blah. And give it some gender neutral name so it can grow up and decide to be whatever the f*** wants to be.
Let's wrap it up with this. Nike. Nike is going, they're going in a very different direction this Halloween. Yes, that's right. Nike has made up its Halloween decision. Michael Jordan, you're out. Gotta go. In Freddy Krueger. That's right. The new Air Max 95s, inspired by Nightmare on Elm Street, the villain Freddy Krueger. The design is based on Freddy's striped sweater, although they use the red and brown, not the green, which a purist would know. You got to include the green on that. Inside on the heels, there's a bloody swoosh logo. Okay, dark. I like it. A very light blood splatter. You gotta be committed if you're going to do it. You got to really do it right. There's also some gray on the toes to represent Freddy's razor glove. I like the attention to detail. The shoes will be out sometime in October. Up next on the KC Morning Show, we've got a friend, Little Hurts, Kansas City's very own Colin Deaton. He goes by Little Hurts. You may have heard him on the Mowglies, but right now, up next, he's on your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
This guy right here, my man, Colin Deaton, formerly of the Mowglies. He goes by Little Hurt. New music is out now. The latest single is called Alaska. It is so, so good. And in fact, the last time we had Colin on this show, this is pre-pandemic. The single wasn't even released yet. We just had new music coming. Well, Alaska's out. It is dope as hell. How's my brother doing?
Dude, I'm having some wine and hanging out, and like, you know, I have nothing to complain about, dude. There's a dog next to me and he rocks and everything's good.
That's the best case scenario. How is Alaska doing, man? How is the song? How is it charting? You know I love it. You know we play it on the buzz. I love you, man. I'm so proud of you. How's this thing doing?
Well, we got number one on Alt Nation, like I think 2 weeks ago, and that's doing well. I think we're doing pretty well on Billboard, and everything's going all right, man. We're hanging in there, dude.
You know, you're going solo. Little Hurt is the new project. It's, you know, obviously we love it now, but at the time, you know, you're releasing your baby into the world. Got to be nervous, right?
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, I felt like, you know, with the Mowglies and all that, like, you know, I told that story and it was sort of time to tell a new story and was authentically my own. And I didn't want to speak for a lot of people anymore. I want to speak for myself. And I wrote these songs being like, this is me. This is it. It's like, you know, kind of wring me out like a towel. And what's left is this Little Hurt thing. And that's kind of where I'm at with it.
How has it been being creative during all this stuff, man? Like, I mean, I just know personally, like, I have hit so many walls and this sucks. But for someone who does it professionally, you know, you've got deadlines, but you also, you know, you want to be creative, but it's tough because, like, you know, you got a pandemic and also, you know, like, you know, this racial reckoning, the world's kind of on fire, man. So how you been? Like, how are you holding up?
You know, man, I think that at the end of the day, I'm doing what I can do. I think that there's a lot of people that have it a lot worse than me right now, and I'm trying to use my platform to support them. I can't complain about my own life, so I need to use my voice to help raise awareness for others. And that's kind of where I'm at with things. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my biggest complaint is that I can't play shows, then I probably shouldn't complain about it.
Colin Deaton, he goes by Little Hurt. You may have heard him in many different outfits, like, you know, the Mowglies, but my man's going solo and it is going so well. Alaska is out.
I feel like I should have done this a long time ago.
Do you think you'll ever come back?
I don't know.
I think I'll dye my hair and I'll move to Alaska. Grab all of my money, guitar and a jacket. Driving out of town, maybe wave if I pass you. Sorry, I had to move to Alaska. I think I'll dye my hair and I'll move to Alaska. Last couple of months kinda been a disaster. Tell all of my friends I'm asleep if they ask you. Sorry, I had to move to Alaska. Sorry, I had to move to Alaska.
is dope as hell, as you said, number one on them charts. What's next? Can you tell me? What can you tell me?
I can tell you one little thing. We have a new single picked, and it's been decided by the whole team. And it's I don't have a date yet, but I can tell you that it's really good, and it's also lyrically very depressing and really happy sounding.
My favorite. That's what I want from a little hurt track.
That's what you come to expect, right?
Man, I feel like you are so excited, man. Like every time I chat with you, I feel like it's a new level of energy, man. It's good to hear from you. Like you feel like. It feels like this is what you want to do and you're doing it. And it's nice when you kind of get some validation, yeah?
You know, to be honest, man, there's nothing else that I can really do.
I say the same thing.
I got to be honest, buddy. Like, I'm glad this is going well because there ain't nothing else. So I'm this little hurt thing. I'm glad it's going well because I would be in big trouble, buddy.
Hey, when am I going to see you soon? When are you going to be in town?
You know, man. Give me a reason to come back. Let's do a little hurt thing in Kansas City or something.
How many times do I have to tell you I'm ready to do it?
Let's rock, dog.
When are we gonna open up this bar? All right. I know COVID screwed up our plans.
Dude, I was in the process. You know the story. I was in the process of opening. I was with me and some investors for opening a bar in Kansas City. And then COVID happened. I was literally opening a bar in Kansas City for this.
I'm in the West Bottoms now. We could do a thing.
Let's have a chat.
All right, brother. Hey, next time I see you, I'm going to get your ass down here. All right. We're going to drink on some things we shouldn't. We're going to smoke on some things we shouldn't. And we're going to plan on changing the world, my friend.
Let's change the world, baby boy. Let's go.
Colin Deaton. He goes by Little Hurt. New music in roots. The stuff that's out is fantastic. And you're making Kansas City proud, Colin. You know we love you. We're proud of you. We miss you, but you keep making us proud.
I love you guys so much, man. All the love to everyone in Kansas City and to you. And, you know, you guys are my fam. So,
Colin, we'll see you soon, brother.
Later, bro.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports. Let's do a sports thing. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler back on your KC Morning Show. What is this? Is this the calm before the storm?
I think it depends on who you ask. Like, if you're asking me, is this the calm before the storm? The answer is hell no. No, I am busy. I am running around with like my head cut off. I'm like in 8 different places all at once. But I would say for like most sports fans right now, like that have just been looking forward to the start of football season, maybe it's a little bit of calm before the storm, but Hartzell, like that's normally the case. But we're coming off a weekend where you had NBA playoffs, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, you had the golf tour championship, you had the Kentucky Derby in September. And then, of course, it's the week leading up to the start of football season. So this is like one of the busier times I can ever remember in sports. Nuts.
Wipe all the sports off the table. What else have you been watching on TV, Benny?
It's been tough, man. Like just trying to figure out a moment of time for like both of us to actually get in front of the TV because I got fantasy drafts. I got work coming up. You know, she's been going to bed early. She's got to get up early to teach. We just started Shameless. Have you ever seen Shameless on Showtime?
Love Shameless.
So Shameless is a great show. Like we're like a first couple episodes in. I think it's all available on Netflix now. She's been watching some real estate bullshit show, like the Sunset real estate things where they're like, all right, here's someone that wants to buy a $40 million home. And I just look at it and kind of want to throw up a little bit. But listen, it makes her happy. It's the show that she enjoys. I will tell you this, though, Hartzell, like, so my wife, and maybe it'd be good to get a third party in on this. And,
okay.
You know, I guess
okay.
She's not here to defend herself. So, honey, I love you. She was very like anti-screen time with our son when he was first starting up. And the thing is like, it worked for a while, you know, like, and then COVID happened. And then at some point when we're just trying to figure out like, okay, how are we going to spend every waking moment with our child when he's not napping? How are we going to find a way to like kind of keep him entertained if we have other stuff going on? And so like, we tried out a couple like PBS shows, like we put on like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. That's the new Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's like a cartoon with a tiger, and it's basically the same stuff.
It's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, a land of make-believe. Won't you ride along with me?
Ride along.
Yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
She really like pushed Sesame Street. She's like, we're going to watch Sesame Street, and you're going to love Elmo. And like, it's worked. Like, he now has a little Elmo that he sleeps with, and you know, it's really cute. And his eyes light up whenever Elmo comes on the screen, and he's like, "Ah, it's Elmo! It's Sesame Street! Yay! Elmo loves you!" And he just gets really pumped up about it. But now I'm wondering, Hartzell, like, is there going to be like a separation anxiety between my son and Elmo? Because like, we didn't have to get him an Elmo book. We didn't have to put Sesame Street on. We didn't have to buy him a little Elmo toy to sleep with at night. Like, I'm starting to worry, like, all of a sudden Elmo starts to move on. Maybe this is going to be a weird opportunity. Am I wrong here?
Were you a Sesame Street guy? Because maybe this could be some kind of complex that you had suppressed you didn't even know about.
No, I'm sure I was a Sesame Street guy. Like, I grew up on all these different characters. Like, I think my favorite character besides Cookie Monster was Grover, because I liked that he was like a little bit of a superhero. And even though, you know, he tried to be Super Grover and constantly failed, he still got up and kept doing his thing. And, you know, I think when I was a little kid, I had a rubber ducky like Ernie. So like, of course I have affiliations to Sesame Street, but man, it is so different now. Like, they have all these different like musical interludes to introduce like the number of the day and the letter of the day. And let me tell you, man, if you think like music from The Buzz like gets stuck in your head all day, imagine children's songs like clap, clap, it's time for the letter of the day. Clap, clap, that haunts my dreams.
What was that one just awful tune? Oh, God, what was that track? Oh, my God, Baby Shark. Were you before or after the Baby Shark craze?
My house, my rules. Baby Shark will not be played in the house.
You thought we were doing a sports thing? No, no, no. Swerve, baby.
Hell no.
Swerve.
By the way, Hartzell, I'm sure you've heard it before, but for anybody listening to the KC Morning Show that has never heard the old Dave Chappelle routine on Sesame Street, go to YouTube, find it immediately. It'll be the best 2.5 minutes of your day.
I turned on Sesame Street. I said, oh, whew, Sesame Street is much better because now he'll learn how to count and spell. But now I'm watching it as an adult, and I realize Sesame Street teaches kids other things. It teaches kids how to judge people and label people. They got a character on there named Oscar. They treat this guy like shit the entire show. They judge him right in his face. Oscar, you are so mean. Isn't it, kids? Yeah, Oscar. You're a grouch. It's like, bitch, I live in a f***ing trash can.
Benny, this has got to be, what, your last couple drafts as far as putting your fantasy teams together? We got a game. Like, we got a game tomorrow. Our game. Last second preparations. This is the home stretch. What will you tell the KC Morning Hoes, right? We're putting together that fantasy squad.
Yeah.
What do we do, Benny?
Yeah, man. Like, there hasn't been a whole lot of changes. We've seen, like, a couple contract extensions go through, like Deshaun Watson with the Houston Texans, who's coming here on Thursday night to take on the Chiefs. He just got paid, so you know he's up in that upper echelon with Mahomes and some of the other top guys in the sport. Kareem Hunt, former Chief, just got an extension in Cleveland as the backup running back, so they're going to incorporate him into the mix as well. But as far as actual news that's going to impact your fantasy draft, nothing really too severe. The big news from last night, though, Von Miller, the stud out of Denver, he's been, you know, haunting a lot of Chiefs fans for the last several years on the defensive side of the ball, chasing after Mahomes. He's likely done for the year.
Some big news out of Denver. All-pro pass rusher Von Miller suffered a severe lower leg injury and is expected to need surgery that will likely end his season before it even begins. ESPN reports that Miller injured a tendon in his ankle on the last play of a non-padded practice Tuesday. Our Jason LaConfora confirms, those on hand calling it a freak accident for the 31-year-old.
Reports came out on Wednesday night that he suffered a freak injury in practice. And all of a sudden, like, the leader of that defense, the guy that's going to be chasing after the quarterback, likely done for the season. So it's pretty incredible, man. Like, we've seen very few COVID cases. We've seen teams really sort of lighten up in practice to try and make sure that they're healthy for the year. And football is just one of those sports where something can happen, a fluke play here and there. And now Von Miller, one of the best players in all of football, likely done for the season.
Well, how about the Chiefs? What do we have to look forward to? Do we have anything as far as injuries? Do we need to be worried about?
As far as injuries go, Andy Reid said that they're full go for Thursday night. There was a couple guys that were nicked up in practice. You know, Travis Kelce, Clyde Edwards-Helaire were a couple names that were initially mentioned on the injury report. But all systems are that they are good to go on Thursday night. So if you're playing fantasy and you got a bunch of Chiefs ready to go in your lineup, go ahead and fire them up. We saw that they put up, you know, a ton of points the last time they played the Texans. And Houston hasn't really made a whole lot of upgrades on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm expecting a pretty high scoring affair. If you're looking at the total in this game, it's currently at 54.5 projected total points. So that means there's going to be a bunch of points scored on both sides. Most likely it's coming from the Kansas City Chiefs side. They're projected for just under 32 points over in Vegas. So that's what it's about, man. You might have a little bit of rain in the forecast, but that doesn't bother these guys. They're going to be good to go.
If I'm a novice who's like, you know what, I got a couple extra bucks, let me bet on the Super Bowl champs, the reigning and defending Super Bowl champions. So what's an easy bet? Should I parlay with a bunch of other games from the weekend? Should I just take the score line? Should I take the points? Break it down for a beginner. This is betting for dummies. Oof. And the dummy is me. What should I do?
So if I'm looking at all the different games on the slate and I'm trying to figure out, okay, where am I most curious in? You know, there's always sort of these different rules of thumb. You want to fade the public. If it seems like that's the easy play, chances are that you're kind of being set up by the books to, you know, basically end up taking your money. That nothing is ever as easy as it sounds. And that's kind of what it feels like with this game coming up for Kansas City. Remember, the line opened up as the Chiefs as 10.5-point favorites. And that's a pretty tough line, considering it's the first game of the season. You have two really good quarterbacks. The Chiefs are at home, but there's only going to be about 20,000 people in the stands. Like, how much of a home field advantage at Arrowhead is that going to be? So you have to play that into effect. And we've actually seen the line move, Hartzell, from 10.5 points as the Chiefs being a favorite down to 9, which means that there's likely some money coming in on people betting Houston because they thought that line was too large. I'm probably staying away from this game if I had to bet it. I might lean on the under at under 54.5 at this point, but the game that I really like this week, if you're asking like, what's the easy bet that I'm probably going to be taking? I'm looking at Miami and New England, right? The Patriots are at home. Week 17 was a big week last year because the Miami Dolphins, who were considered to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, knocked out New England on the road. Patriots ended up getting the wild card spot. Chiefs and Ravens ended up getting those two byes. Chiefs got a bye week. And then next thing you know, everything was in their favor of Kansas City because the Patriots got eliminated by Tennessee in the next round. So this is a rematch game, a revenge game for New England. And they're only 7-point favorites against Miami. I'm taking the Patriots in this game. It might be a bit of a public play, but part of the reason, Hartzell, is just Ryan Fitzpatrick, for as good as he was in the second half, he still loves to turn the ball over and throw it to the other team for 6 points. And the Patriots defense is still one of the best in the NFL. I think with plenty of game tape and plenty of footage from last year to watch, they'll have corrected those mistakes. And I think it might be close, but then the Patriots end up pulling away because Fitzpatrick makes a mistake. So if I'm making one bet this weekend, it's probably New England -7. You can get it at some places at -6.5 at home against the Miami Dolphins.
I just came up with a thing. In fact, we could put some money on this thing. In fact, we should find a sponsor. Sponsors always pending. I think, Benny, at the end of your sports segment, before every Chiefs game, so I guess it'd be on the Friday show, usually, but we're going to do it different this time. I think we could do a segment. Let's call it like beginner's luck, and you give us the easiest bet of the week. Benny's easiest bet of the week. We call it beginner's luck. Boom. I think we just did a thing.
I think we did. But the problem is that there's no such thing as an easy bet anymore. So I can try and give you whatever way I'm
Benny,
leaning.
It's a gimmick. Life is wrestling. None of this stuff matters. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're saying that people aren't, you're saying that I'm not going to be held accountable for any of these things. It's just beginner's luck, right?
Now you just wrote the promo. Done and done. This is easy. I love it.
Let's do it.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heis. Anything Royals related of note? I know we seem to still be losing games.
Man, this season's almost done. Just go ahead and have Raul Mondesi. He hasn't been Raul Mondesi in like 2 years. It shows you how much Royals baseball I've been paying attention to over the last couple of years, man. You know, I went national and I did my little heel turn, and now all of a sudden Benny hates the Royals. That's not true.
Benny, it's not selling out. It's buying in, my friend. You just bought in, baby.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, follow the money at some point. I will say this, though. If Adalberto Mondesi finally starts to get himself going in the end of the season, that's what they need. Right now he's hitting just barely over 200. He keeps striking out. He's not hitting for power. Like, this is supposedly one of your best players, and he just has had a terrible season so far. So if he can start to figure out, feel good about going into next year, that's going to make a big difference for him.
Well, I feel good about us. I feel very good about what we did today. We came up with a bit. Beginner's luck. That thing's got legs. It's going to take off. It's going to hit, and it's going to hit real big. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're going to save the world on Friday. So, you know, no pressure there.
Benny, where can people find you?
They can go on Twitter. They can find me at Benny Heiss, BennyHeiss. I'm on Instagram on there as well. And then if you're looking for a little bit of last-minute fantasy football help or you want some intriguing gambling plays, you can head over to Sports Illustrated, SI.com/fantasy, and SI.com/gambling.
Benny, we will see you, I guess, on Friday, brother. Hopefully with some good news.
Yes, sir. I will be there.
See ya.
I did.
Morning Show.
Ooh, kitty, kitty, hump day, baby. But you know what else it is today? You know what else happens on this hump day, baby?
Mars goes into retrograde.
Oh no, is it really? Is Mars in retch? That makes sense. I slept miserably. I didn't sleep. That's why the show's so late today, because I did not get any sleep whatsoever. It just felt terrible, to be honest with you. Oh, Chaboy needs to update those meds. Anyway, that's beside the point. The point is that on Wednesdays, we do what is called Wednesday Wisdom to get us over that hump. In fact, we, Kitty, you and I, we need this wisdom maybe more now than ever. So I'm going to cue up a song real quick. Let me get some queued up for you, girl. Mm-hmm. And I want you to break me off with something that's going to just leave me jaw dropped, fired up, and ready to take on the GD world. Can you do that for me? Can you do that for me, Kitty?
I can try. What is this?
You know what this is. Don't act like you don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Kitty, we're going a little low rider.
Okay.
Yeah. Low rider. Kitty, break us off with some Wednesday wisdom.
At the end of the day, we can endure much more than we think we can. Frida Kahlo.
Frida!
Have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it. Marie Curie.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
You cannot shake hands with a clenched fist. Indira Gandhi.
I need you to really just, with these quotes, Kitty, I need you to feel it. I need you, every quote you read, I need you to be in that character of that person who gave us that words of wisdom.
What?
I need you to bring it, is what I'm trying to tell you. All right, get in the character. I want you to move me with these words.
No one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
There we go.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's better.
If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. That's Maya Angelou, Hartzell. Mm. Courage is the price that life exacts for granting peace. Amelia Earhart.
There we go.
Be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else. Judy Garland. And last but not least, this one's a good one. A lot of people are afraid to say what they want, and that's why they don't get what they want. That's Madonna. Did you notice that all of my quotes were by women?
See?
Once again?
I like that.
It's annoying that when I look up like words of wisdom or just, you know, meaningful quotes, the very first thing that I get is just a bunch of lists from men. So you have to specifically type in women and then you get this, but
well, give me a couple more. I want you, now that you got fired up, you got that, I can feel it, I can hear you projecting with your chest now. Give me like two more. I want some badass broads. All right, give me
some badass broads. Okay. A woman is the full circle. Within her is the power to create, nurture, and transform. Diane Marie Child.
Diane knows best.
Success breeds confidence. Beryl Markham. Ooh. Love is anterior to life, posterior to death, initial of creation, and the exponent of earth. Emily Dickinson.
Ooh, Emily! Your words, wisdom. Kitty, breaking us off with some words to get us through the rest of our day, the rest of our week, the rest of this hump day. Baby. It's your KC Morning Show. All right, Kitty. Well, my name is Hartzell. We are going to get out of Chia. Kitty, where can folks find us? I know on Instagram it's at the KC Morning Show, but where else can people find us?
On Twitter, it is at just KC Morning Show. You can personally find me on Zoom in class or at Holy Heart.
You can get me on the Twitters, all the internets, at Hartzell965. If you got anything you want to tell us about, any events, anything, if it's KC related or even not, you want to talk wrestling, want to talk Star Wars, want to talk insert topic, hit us up. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We have audio we post every single day. Well, sans the weekends, but audio Monday through Friday, and we are nominated for Best Podcast from The Pitch, Best Local Podcast. So if you would be so inclined, you know we love you. So if you vote for us, we're going to love you forever. And you can do that at thepitchkc.com. My name is Hartzell. Kitty, say something inspiring that is a Kitty original so I can hit this button and send us on the rest of our day.
Hasta luego.
There it is. Hasta luego. It's already working. That Spanish already coming through, Kitty. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. Well,
the KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
I thought you were going to go more adios in that situation.